Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is 9:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 47 degrees in Flemington. It's still raining outside. We're going to have some heavy downpours in and out. It's going to be finishing up, for the most part, about an hour or two from now. And then it'll be showers and thunderstorms for the rest of the day. A high of 68, winds east of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and a few storms may be severe for tonight, a low of 53. Wind southeast of 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 80%. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies tomorrow for the afternoon, a high of 65. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, with during the morning hours and give way to showers and a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon, 62. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy and a high of 54. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 54. And on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, 58. So it looks like the weather for the town of Clinton will be doing just fine. Why is that important? Well, you're going to learn about that in just a moment. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Clinton in 69, just up this hill and just in time for those lovely folks of mine to get a deduction.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. That is Greg Cagno, and he has developed a song for the celebration of Clinton, and we're talking about Clinton today. We're talking about doing Clinton. It's a weekend event. It happens every fall and spring here in Hunterdon County. And we're going to talk to four shopkeepers, retailers who are in Clinton today. I'm going to bring in my folks today. I have Tina Dansky from Eloquin's Gift Shop. I have Janet Pocella from Rogue's Gallery. I have Odelia Hallam from Refined Day Spa and Salon. And Joan Shamming from Balish of Clinton, a wine shop. So good morning, ladies. Welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well. How are you?
Very good. So that was pretty cool. I just played that for the first time. I found that out there. I knew it was out there, but never decided to put it on. We have, every Thursday, I have Mayor Janice Kovach on talking about Clinton, and I had learned about doing Clinton from a number of different things. You guys do a fabulous job promoting this particular event every year. It is the fourth annual, is it not, Joan? Let me get you up there. I didn't get your microphone over there. Yes, it is. Good morning, Joan. How are you?
Good morning.
There she is. It's the fourth annual, so you've been doing a fabulous job putting this together. This is your baby from the beginning. Is that right?
It is. I basically took the outside events that most towns have, flipped it upside down, and made the event about us.
Excellent.
And the locations are in our locations of business around town.
Right. Now, I had Al War on just a few minutes ago and talk with Business with Al every Monday. And Al actually did an article about doing Clinton last week. And one of the things he noted from his article was that he spoke to one of the art shops over there, art supply shop. And that gentleman, his name escapes me.
Walter Hetzel.
Walter. He says he's been in the business for 37 years, and he says the big change is that they are, the town of Clinton is serving the people who want to come in and be entertained. And I guess that's what you're doing here, is it not? Doing
yes.
Clinton is about entertainment. So that's the reason we have the four of these shopkeepers here. So, Tina, tell us a little bit about what Eloquin's is all about.
Well, what we think is a rather unique gift shop, and we've been on Main Street. It will be 5 years on May 1st.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But it's a double-edged sword because my husband and I are retiring for the second time at the end of June.
Okay.
We're really looking forward to Joan's event, Doing Clinton, because it will give us an excellent opportunity to really sell our inventory. We're going to have a lot of flash sales going on, and we hope you'll come by to see us.
All right. So you're kind of... are you transitioning the store to somebody else? Or?
No, we are not.
Okay.
We have an eclectic array of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I want to give a shout out to all the people that have supported us throughout the past 5 years. And I really hope to see them, especially for Doing Clinton. I hope they come in and say hi to us and take advantage of everything that we have on sale.
Excellent. All right. So you're one of the rare businesses that makes it 5 years, but you're still closing just because you're changing the lifestyle.
Well, yes. This is our second retirement.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were relocating.
Okay.
For a number of reasons. Not because we haven't enjoyed ourselves in Clinton, mm-hmm. but there are certain things going on in our lives, and going south is just more suitable for us now. And we're old.
We're old folk. I'm with you there. I got my sights set on the south myself. All right. We got Janet Bushella, Rogues Gallery. What's up with your business?
So I started my store on in Clinton almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we originally had a small shop on East Main, and now we are on Old Highway 22, which brings a number of challenges in terms of getting people to find our store.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE is claiming responsibility for a suicide terrorist bomb attack involving American forces in Syria, though it's unclear how many, if any, U.S. soldiers were killed. Reuters claiming at least 4 U.S. troops were killed during a U.S. patrol that was going on in the vicinity of the blast in a city near the Turkish border. CBS News had said it has been told that 2 American soldiers were killed. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking President Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address, which is set for January 29th, saying that because of the government shutdown, security will not be up to snuff.
These people are not working, and we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s.
No response from the White House yet, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Democratic U.S. Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, taking a first step in a run for the White House, making the announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
Gillibrand's been a senator since 2009. Witnesses are testifying today for and against the confirmation of William Barr to be the next Attorney General. Yesterday was day one of his confirmation hearing, but on the second day of Barr's confirmation hearing, he's not there. Former Attorney General Michael Mukasey calling Barr experienced during his testimony today. Also, National Urban League President Mark Morial challenged Barr's record, saying he's not the right man to vigorously enforce the nation's civil rights laws.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey.
Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. Now, my I am a licensed professional counselor, and I have my master's in counseling. I am also nationally certified as a counselor, and I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week so that can help promote good mental health, and I can also educate the public about mental health and to also help remove the stigma around people wanting to seek out some counseling or mental health care. Anyway, my topic for today is balance. It actually is National Mental Health Balance Month, or National Balance Month, and that doesn't mean being able to stand on one foot without falling over. It really is about how we live our lives in a balanced manner. And I think it's also a great topic for right now, as it is still January, it's New Year's, and generally speaking, by this time, any resolutions that we've made is pretty much over. I generally say, and I'm going to say go by not making a resolution. However, this year I actually have decided that it's important for me to work on making a change in a belief system that I have because it doesn't work for me. And this belief system is things like technology, making a phone call, following up on an issue that has to do with a bill or, I don't know, whatever, signing up for something should be easy. There's my should. And after about 5 or 6 minutes of talking to people, not getting anywhere, and then going to the next issue, generally speaking, I'm getting frustrated, angry, and annoyed. By the end of the day, when I have one more technology thing or one more thing to sign up for, create a new password, can't find your password, you all know the routine. I've pretty much had it, and I'm ready to have something fly across the room. This is an indication to me that my life becomes unmanageable when it comes to technology. So I've made a decision that says that's not really that way, that technology is complicated, that it's not supposed to be simple, that anything that I do where I go online, pick up the phone, make a phone call, sign up for update is going to take time. And you have to go back and do something because the screen disappears or you can't get to the right person, or the phone disconnects you, or whatever it is. So as every day happens, I've got something that comes up. I've got to make a phone call. I've got to go online. I've got to update something. I've got to pay for, renew, whatever it is that I need to do. And I could feel myself beginning to get agitated, and I say, okay, stop, regroup. This is the way it's supposed to be. Last night, my husband's getting really frustrated over something that he's trying to pay a bill online. Couldn't find the password. Said he had whatever. I said, you know what? It's supposed to be this way. This is the way it is. Let's move. We got to go with that flow. Because otherwise, I know for me, and I'm sure many other people, our lives feel overwhelmed by this stupid technology. See, that's part of my belief system that doesn't work. It's supposed to be easy. It's not easy. So what it does for me is it creates a sense of imbalance in my life because I get unmanageable. So the thing is that we really want to work at getting some balance in our life and find a balance where our lives feel a greater sense of serenity, where we have a greater sense of peace in our life, where we're not getting so agitated and frustrated and overwhelmed. And I think that many of us do get that way. As I was saying, I am one of those people. Another example for me, and I've worked on it for a couple of years now, and I've gotten pretty good. I love to garden. I may have shared this before. And, you know, when you garden, you got to water. Well, gee, that hose, it gets caught on anything and everything it can. And so my past would be to go stomp off in that friggin' hose. And I'm like, what is that? I love gardening, and I allow the fact that the hose, which should not get caught on things, frustrate me and get me to the point where I get agitated, angry, and lose my sense of serenity. So I changed my belief system for it to say, you're supposed to go and walk around and disconnect the hose from whatever thing it got caught under. Because it gets caught under just about anything it can. It's the nature of the hose. So for me to get angry at the nature of the hose is unmanageability on my part. So my job is to change that within me, because I can't change the hose, so that I feel more peaceful, have a greater sense of balance in my life. And that is really part of the object of my show today. So mental health balancing. So the reality is that we need to set priorities. And some of those priorities need to have, I'm going to say, some discipline to it. So in other words, we need a schedule so that we can keep that routine going. So figure out the thing that needs to happen, the greatest need. Okay. I don't want to say the word should. But really, the greatest need. What is the greatest need on your to-do list today? And then that would be the thing that you would look at. You would say, okay, this is the thing that needs to happen today. Setting priorities also means that there may be things at the end of the day you didn't get to, and that's okay. It's that also that process of letting go, because letting go is really important. So what are some things I need to do, and what are some things that I might let go of? So this leads us to the next aspect, which is sometimes the most difficult thing in having a balanced life, and that is being able to say no. It is one of the smallest words we have, and sometimes one of the most heaviest and most complicated words to use. Saying no, and I say this often to parents, say no first. When you say no first, and then you go back and you really think about what was asked for, you can then always go back and say, you know what, I've thought about it. I think I've changed my mind, and the answer now is yes. Or I'm saying no, I need to talk to your father, your mother, whichever, because that's another thing that's really important, that as a couple, you're on the same page. So say no first rather than saying yes and then coming back and saying, oh, your father now said no. That doesn't work very well. Also, know what's going on in your life. Just yesterday, I had a conversation with someone about the word obligation. And that obligation feels like you are forced into doing something that you really don't want to do. Where we could actually look at obligation as it's a choice. I am not necessarily obligated to do anything. I'm not even obligated to pay my taxes. I choose to pay my taxes because the consequence is not pleasant if I don't pay my taxes. Same thing with paying bills. I choose to pay my bills because if I don't pay my bills, I don't really like the consequence. So I'm not necessarily obligated. It really is a choice. Now, sometimes we need to look at all the things that are going on in our life. Are there things where we may need to say, no, I don't think I want to do this. No, I don't want to be a part of this. No, I don't want to join this. No, it's not a good time for me. It might even be, no, I'm too tired. No, I don't feel like it. We can have other reasons to say no. It doesn't have to necessarily be because I have another obligation. It could be just that I've decided this isn't going to work for me. It's something that I don't like. Let's say all my friends are going bowling and I don't like bowling. Well, I can say yes to go and be with my friends and not, and say no to bowling. I can do that. So I'm going to just sit on the sidelines and watch and enjoy the socialization of it. But no to bowling. I don't like to bowl. So there is that. I always have that choice to say no. I could say no because I have too much work on my plate. I could say no because I don't believe I could take this on at this time. I can say no for any reason I want. I can say no to something like paying taxes. Like I said, when I say no, I may also have a consequence. But here's the thing. When I say yes, I also have a consequence. And it's my choice. And I think that that's really something that's important. So when we have a good mental health balance, we know that we don't have to say yes to everything. That we have a choice that we could say no when we want to say no, and we could say no when we need to say no. Another thing that's really important is time. Now, one of the things that I know for me, and I started saying it, I feel like it's a huge time waster, and so that's again part of adjusting my belief system around technology and paying bills and this and that and the other thing. Is that is part of what I need to do to manage my time. So I need to put that into my schedule. I need to know, put that, you know, set aside time to say, I need to put aside an hour to make a phone call. But there's other things that we can do where we actually are wasting time, like watching television. We can watch hours and hours of television. Facebook. Heck, I want you to be on Facebook to watch my program. I want you to watch counselors chat. At the same time, the thing is I don't want you to be on Facebook just going hour and hour just looking at things. And it is a time waster. Sometimes people can spend 2 or 3 hours unknowingly. It's easy to get hooked into I'm going to take a line because I know I've done it. Like something, oh, that looks interesting. I play it. Next thing you know, another one comes up, another one comes up. And next thing you know, 15, 20 minutes have actually gone by when that's time we could have been spent doing something else. Am I saying never to do that? No, but the thing is to maybe schedule that time. So I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to spend a half an hour on Facebook. And instead of wasting the time, use Facebook in a way that is going to be helpful for you rather than a time stealer. Other social media can also do that. Videos, YouTube, those kinds of things. Recognize that these may be things that are taking your time, stealing your time, wasting your time. We can use our time in so many other ways. being creative, volunteering, organizing, paying bills, and being on the computer to take care of all that stuff that generally frustrates me that I'm working on. And recognize that these are habits. Sometimes what we do is we waste time to the point where I don't have time to exercise, and I don't have time to go for a walk, and I didn't get time to clean my house or pay a bill or eat lunch. Things that actually contribute to health, we don't have time for because we get caught up in apps and Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and all games. Gaming is another one. Could be a huge time waster. So I think that that's really important to recognize. So I actually need to take a commercial break. You may want to go on to 100inchamber.com and you can listen to the show because I am right now I am using my phone. I know that the Facebook function of the 100 in Chamber Radio is currently working. As usual, I worked at trying to get myself logged in. I need like somebody that's going to hold my hand. I am not, obviously, technology is not my, that's what I say, that's why I'm a counselor, because rather than an IT person, I just, you know, I'm fortunate I can do as much as I can do. So anyway, please continue watching the video for those of you that are watching live, but I do need to take a break, so you may not hear the commercials, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on 100inchamberradio.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about living a balanced life. As I had said, I am using my phone actually to be on Facebook, even though they say that the we had a meeting last night. They said it was up and running. There's always one segment where I get kind of hung up on. I'm not sure why, but anyway, I should listen. I don't know if you happen to hear that tech. You know, we have a show on technology. I should listen to that one and call in for advice. Anyway, living a balanced life, very important. Many people talk about maintaining balance, but don't really know what it means. And there's a lot of types of balance: work-life balance, productivity, relaxation balance, relationship time, me time, so many things where, you know, fun time, work time, all of those things can need a sense of balance. What happens when we don't have balance in our lives is we have a lot of stress. We can have anger. We can have depression and anxiety. And often stress is a leading cause of physician visits. So when we don't have balance in our lives, it affects us physically and emotionally. We live in a lifestyle right now where we feel too busy and overwhelmed. As I say, I know that that tends to be true for me, that sometimes I just feel overwhelmed. I have, of course, I do this radio show. I have a private practice that I work with and manage and see clients and work at, I just got a new website. You know, please go visit my website. It's altarolecounselor.com, not .net. So it went back to a .com. So there was that kind of work. I take care of my mom. I have a house. I've got a husband. I've got pets. Like everyone else. And part of what can happen is things can become unbalanced because we allow them to. We don't know when to say no. And that was the one thing that I had mentioned. Saying no, living a balanced life is really important. Setting priorities is really important. One of the things that we can do sometimes, our boss, we get a job. Hours are done at 5 o'clock. We're still there at 7:30. We've actually given our boss permission to expect that we are going to work long hours, so that if I'm exhausted, I'm not giving enough time to my family, I'm not giving any time for going to the gym or volunteering or being part of any kind of social, you know, choir or whatever it is that you might want to do, because you're working so much, you know, all work and no play. Anyway, now that I've realized that I'm overextended, I've worked too much, I want to say to my boss, I'm going to start leaving at 5. My boss is not going to be happy. I've actually trained my boss to expect me to work those hours. So it's really important that one of the things that we do is we take care of ourselves, we think things through, we say no when we can, and we begin to look at areas, like I said earlier, where we're wasting time. We only have about 168 hours in a week, and you figure, hopefully, we get 8 hours of sleep every night. That means we have 112 hours of awake time per week. 40 of that, working. Then we add maybe another 10 hours onto that for driving. So that's 50 hours. That means we have 62 hours of time a week. That's actually a lot of time. We can do a lot in 62 hours. So plan. What are you going to do? What do you want to accomplish? Recognize where you are wasting time and change that. Set some goals. Think about things that you want to accomplish, tasks things that you want to join, where areas where you might want to be creative. You may want to actually take your calendar and write things in there. I'm going to join a choir. I'm going to join a hiking group. I'm going to join a group that cleans up parks. I want to go and volunteer at an animal shelter or a food pantry. Look at your time, manage your time, and then plan ahead. Plan. Put it in your calendar. You might even want to make a list, like I said, and at the same time recognize you may not get to everything on your list at the end of the day, and that is okay. I am notorious for making a list of all the things that I think I can accomplish, and by the end of the day I got to two. And that's okay. I can be very, there's a word. Anyway, one of the things that's really important also to living a balanced life is the way we manage our health. So what do I mean by that? Making sure that we have healthy meals. I am very big on breakfast, and I don't think breakfast has to be that, you know, like a huge meal with bacon and eggs and omelet, and well, that's probably too much. And breakfast does not necessarily have to happen first thing in the morning. Breakfast is when we break the fast. We begin to have something to eat. I tend to have something to eat in the morning, generally speaking, within the first 40 minute, half an hour to 40 minutes that I'm up, I've already had breakfast. But I think of it this way. If I want my car to go, I need to put gas in it. Now, that doesn't mean going to the, you know, it just means stepping on the gas pedal. If I want my car to go, I need to give it fuel. If I want me to go, I need to give me fuel. And that's the thing that's really important. So having breakfast is one of the things that's important to having a balanced life. Now, if I have breakfast and then I don't eat anything again until I have dinner, my blood sugar level drops. Again, now, here I've got this sort of this up and down thing going on where I wait too long to eat, my blood sugar level drops, I have a candy bar, my blood sugar level spikes, then I don't eat anything for a while and it drops, and see, now there's no balance there. I've created a roller coaster of blood sugar levels. It's not healthy. So the better thing is to eat. And as they say, small meals, six times a day. That really is about maintaining a healthy balance in your blood sugar level. Choose water over sugary drinks. Coffee can make you more energized and more alert. But, you know, have water too throughout the day. It's one of the best things to drink. And then also stay away from things that have a lot of artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweetener of the day is aspartame. Aspartame is really not healthy for us. It is one of those artificial sweeteners that is absorbed into the system, which means that it affects every cell in our body, into our brain, and affects actually the emotional center of our brain. So think about how much you may ingest that's sugar-free that has aspartame. It's in a lot of things. Something like saccharin or Sweet 'n Low does not get into your system. It just gets into your stomach and you flush that out. I'm not saying that's the best thing. It's really working on having lower sugar things in general. Those energy drinks, not good. They're loaded with caffeine. So again, think about that sort of up and down of energy. We want balance in our life. Try and get at least those 8 hours of sleep if you can. Sleep deprivation, again, that leads to an imbalance in our life, so that if I, you know, for me, I know that 7 to 8 hours works the best. Eight really works the best, but I don't always get seven. But when I can get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I am more productive. And I have better sense of focus. When I have less than that, I feel a little loopy. I feel my head feels heavy. Sometimes my eyes like twitch. Anyway, it really is, you know, we actually don't catch up on sleep. There's no such thing. When we don't get enough sleep, it can increase our appetite. Why? Because that sugar boost, okay, gives us energy, or the caffeine boost gives us energy, and so it compensates for not having sleep. But in the long run, it's, again, it creates that up and down. And it also can affect just the way we our productivity in general. Avoid eating late at night, because that can also lead to stress and weight gain. So that doesn't help. Going to bed early can avoid help you avoid eating late at night. But the best thing in terms of sleep is try and create a regular routine. So that means going to bed roughly around the same time, between 11 and 12. Okay, it's roughly the same time. So going to bed at 11 one night and 3 in the morning the next night and 8 o'clock the night, that is so unhealthy and it doesn't help. Again, that's there's that unbalance up and down. And then think about, too, getting some exercise. That actually does help with a balanced life. Exercise can help you feel sleepy at night. It helps with endorphins. It just creates a whole wonderful thing for you. And go outside. Exercise doesn't have to be going to the gym. You can just go outside and go for a walk. Get some fresh air. Last week I talked about seasonal affective disorder. Just go outside, get some sunshine. The fluorescent lights actually deplete us of vitamin D, so going outside, getting some fresh sunshine, fresh air, helps reduce stress and creates those endorphins, helping you feel more balanced, more healthy. And multitasking. We tend to think that that's a great thing. I'm a great multitasker. The reality is multitasking does not lead to a balanced life. We focus here, we're scattered and focus there. And multitasking is small tidbits of focus. So I can stir the pot, I can type a sentence, I can answer the phone, I go back and stir the pot, I fold a shirt, I get on the phone, I stir the pot, I fold another shirt. I'm multitasking. I'm not. I'm doing small snippets of things in a period of time. So that instead of just saying I'm going to cook, I'm going to do laundry, I'm going to talk with a client, So scheduling my time rather than multitasking, you can find that creating that sense of focus will help you a lot more get the results you want, and you can complete things every day because I've completed this task rather than multi-focus on this, that, and the other thing. Because again, as I said, it really is not something that works very well. So the other thing that balance in our lives, we live in such a rush time, like I said, that we do not find the time to get quiet and to reflect and to calm down, to do introspection. So that means looking at yourself. So I'm actually going to take another little commercial break because it's really important that we have our sponsors get their time. And I will be back talking a little bit more about the importance of reflection in leading a balanced life. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. Sorry for being a little shaky. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, and I'm actually holding my phone, so that's why it's a little bit shaky, this program. And I'm talking about balance. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. And if you're interested in finding out more about what I do in my practice, you can go at www.alterolcounselor.com. That's alterolcounselor.com. Alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot com. I do a lot of work with people in recovery from addiction, eating disorders, people who have a family member or grew up in a home where there was addiction, codependency and enabling. I'd work a lot with people struggling with depression, grief and loss, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorders, anger management, stress management, working at getting balance in your life. You can follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat, that is for this program, or you can go to Ruth Altamura Roll Counselor. There's a hyphen, A-L-T-A-M-U-R-A, hyphen R-O-L-L, Counselor, and you could follow me there also. You can call me at 908 937-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you'd like to make an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list. And if you would like to make a suggestion for a topic, please, by all means, do so. I would love to hear from you. So today I'm talking about balance in our life. There's balance, you know, we think about productivity and relaxation, downtime and uptime, relationships and alone time. And the fact is that most of us don't live a very balanced life. We say, I never have time for rest and relaxation. My life is so overwhelming. It's caught up in so many things. My job is taking all my time. You may have to ask for flexibility. You may need to leave work early. Be more efficient. Give yourself a break. Take advantage of your employee assistance program. All these things are really important. Take a mental health day. Wow, mental health day. What is that? So, you know, set priorities and say no. Those things are important. But one of the things that I had said is about reflection. When we don't give ourselves the downtime, when we don't say no, when we are so caught up in the social world and the technological world and the financial world and the social world and the social media world, we don't stop to get to know ourselves. And that is so important in the aspect of balance. Knowing who you are. We have one chance here on this planet. Unless you believe in reincarnation, but I'll say even with reincarnation, I would still not have the consciousness of being Ruth. So that reflection is really a good thing. To get to know yourself. Find out who you are, what you like, what your tastes are, what are your favorites, what are your shortcomings, what areas in your life would you like to improve? Are you giving yourself that time to do that, to improve? Do you find that you need to be more creative, spend more time with friends, spend more time with family? Look at yourself. Are you meditating? Do you have that time in your life where you can just sit and be quiet? We are bombarded. The TV's on. Facebook is on. The phone is on. You know, there was a time in our lives, some of you remember, that we didn't get our messages until we got home. There was a time in our lives that we didn't even get messages, that we, hopefully, somebody got us when we were home on the phone, or we got a letter, we got a note, we got even sometimes, if it was really important, a telegram. We had a much slower time, and we don't have that anymore. So it's important to schedule in your life that time to reflect. One of the things that can happen in counseling, it actually is a time to set you apart. So I schedule an hour a week, and I go sit with someone, and I talk about what's going on in my life, my thoughts, my feelings. I gain insight into who I am, what I need, what I want. Begin to notice there's a difference between want and need. I realize I can make choices, that I can say no, that I realize I've been overwhelmed and I need to step back. And these things are really important. So that time of reflection, sometimes we can't find it in our lives. I even say to clients, find a corner in your house. Do you have an extra room that you could use? If you don't, find a chair. Say, when I'm in this chair, this is my quiet time chair. You say to family members, if you have family members, if you're living alone, it's doing the same thing, turning things off, turning off your television, your computer, your iPhone. Turn it off. Sit down and journal. I'm going to write. Who am I? Who am I? That's part of the question of reflection. Who am I? What's going on in my life? Do I like me? Do I enjoy being with me? Where is my self-esteem? Am I looking to others to build me up? Or do I feel good about myself? And if I don't, what do I need to do to change that? Heck, you know what? In the time of reflection, I noticed that my thinking has been all negative. Life sucks. People are awful. The world is terrible. Everything's awful. The politicians are terrible. Awful, awful. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I'm fat. On and on and on. I don't even hear all of that voice in my head because I don't stop. Give myself that time to reflect. Listen. I'm going to journal. I'm going to read. What did I just write about myself? Answering that question of who am I is so important. And that is the thing that you can get gain from counseling, but not necessarily. It is also part of gaining that knowledge of who you are. So that is really important to reflect on yourself. So I am actually about at the end of Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura, your host for today's program. And I hope that this was useful. Please go on Counselor's Chat to listen to other programs. You could scroll down and see other programs. Go on huntandchamberradio.com and go on the Alterol Counselor's Chat, and you can look in the archives to see what other programs and listen to those. So I'm Ruth Altamura, and I'm signing off for Counselor's Chat, and I wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.alterolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is monitoring the situation in Syria after a suicide bomb attack. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and at least two U.S. soldiers have been killed. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News it's no coincidence this attack by ISIS took place when the United States says they're planning on withdrawing troops.
I think it's just as deliberate, just as purposeful today. I spent a long time meeting with the president a couple weeks ago on this topic, and he's certainly very focused. This is deliberate. This is not spontaneous.
Witnesses are testifying for and against the confirmation of William Barr as the next attorney general. Now, Barr is not present during the confirmation hearings on day two. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to President Trump asking him to reschedule his State of the Union address unless the partial government shutdown is resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It's day three of a teacher strike, and many union officials are digging their heels in, saying they won't give up until teachers